Could you introduce?
I'm myself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My name is Teacher Mildred.
Mildred.
Yes.
Or is that?
I'm okay. I thought my name is just already okay. So my name is Teacher Mildred. I have been teaching for more than 10 years. I've been in PICO for more than 2 years.
Yeah.
So far, I've been in different academies and some Philippine universities here in the Philippines.
Now you had to teach here, and but usually I had to teach man as a teacher, only teacher. But you prefer to teach students also, right?
Yes. But not only teaching, but then also different tasks. Okay, making the curriculum also for the students, supervising the teachers, and then if we have visitor, okay, I try to entertain them also, and then at the same time introduce to them the school.
So I stay for a week, and I talk to you with you a lot of time, and then now I know about you. So yeah, my feeling. At first, I was surprised because you were not the Filipino who I image.
Oh, you imagine?
So my image of Filipino is not so hard worker.
Ah, okay.
And but you, so maybe you have a lot of tasks. You have a responsibility to do, right? So, I want to ask why you like you.
Ah, why I do a lot of things.
No. The usual Filipino don't want to work overtime, of course. Of course, Japanese also. And want to go back home early time.
Yes.
So, maybe they choose their life than working.
Okay.
But I feel you are not
like
so. Yeah, my feeling you are like Japanese. Sometimes you are workaholic, maybe. Do you agree?
Yeah.
And my question is why you are?
Because I was here when PICO started. And even before, when I do something that I like. I gave my 100%, and as I've told you before, when PICO started, I was also here.
Yeah.
So my passion in teaching and at the same time, my eagerness to help, Mr. Watanabe and also Ms. Lizelle.
Yeah.
Okay, pushed me. A lot to work harder.
Yeah.
Maybe the same as what Mr. Watanabe is giving also and Ms. Lizelle to this school.
So, your boss wants you to do a lot of tasks.
Yes, and at the same time, I also like to do it.
Why?
Because I wanted to help. And I like teaching. Teaching the students, it doesn't matter whether they are foreigners or not. Because when it's your passion to teach, you're not going to count the things that you are doing for the school and also for the students. You do whatever you can do. That is teaching, I think. That is your dedication, to the kind of profession that you choose to do.
You have a great motivation to teach. You love.
Yes, I do.
So, okay, so you have a different experience to teach, not only here, the Korean language and also for Filipino. So what's this school PICO's character?
PICO's character when it comes to what? Compared to the other schools?
Yeah.
Let's talk about first. Maybe you wanted to know about the welfare. Welfare of the teachers.
What is the welfare?
I mean to say the treatment.
How
they manage the teachers, because it's different from other companies, from other university. So normally, from the different universities that I have been to and also academies, mm-hmm. I would say even if PICO is just a small school, mm-hmm. They give what is due for teachers. Mm-hmm. What is supposed to be for the teachers. Uh-huh. They compensate the teachers well. Uh-huh. And at the same time, if you are... if you deserve to pay to be paid, uh-huh. okay, accordingly to the service that you are giving, then you will be compensated enough. Mm-hmm. They give us also the benefits that other schools, okay,
Zaymin school,
the other schools, the other schools that cannot give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this school?
Yes. Mm. So even if this is just a small school, just a new school, mm-hmm. they try to give to the teachers whatever they can.
Mm.
And Mr. Watanabe also is very good to give the other teachers the chance to go to Japan to experience mm-hmm. how to promote the school and mm-hmm. at the same time to interact with Japanese people.
Mm. So... You mean this school's treatment for the teacher is great?
Yes.
So now you are a teacher, so you have a responsibility to keep teacher quality, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but sometimes it's difficult because the teacher's experience is different.
Yes.
Student is only Japanese here.
Mm.
So, how do you teach the other teachers?
The other teachers.
Yeah.
So, after hiring them, mm-hmm. we give them first 3 days training. What kind of training? First, about the culture.
Japanese culture?
The Japanese, yes. Mm-hmm. They have to know that. Mm-hmm. Because most of the teachers here in the Philippines, mm-hmm. their experience in teaching is for Korean
only
students.
Korean.
So it's very much different.
Yeah.
So they have to be aware about the do's and don'ts that they need to teach. They need to ask the students.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, problems can arise.
Mm-hmm.
And after teaching them about the culture,
Only culture, Japanese culture.
Not only culture, right? Because that is during the first day of the training.
Yeah.
We teach them the culture of the Japanese people.
Yeah.
Because they have to know everything. But maybe not everything because it would be... It's not enough, okay, to teach them the culture of the Japanese people for 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
But we try at least the basic.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Yeah. And then after that, okay, we try to, again, teach them how we do the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
We try to introduce to them the curriculum, the books that we are using.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do we conduct our classes here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then after that, we try them to observe. Some of the classes.
For the 3 days?
Yes. Mm. For 3 days. Because most of them, they have already experienced.
Yeah.
So they can teach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But then, okay, it's quite different because they are Koreans.
Yeah.
So we let them observe also how Japanese, students react, respond, to the teachers.
Mm.
What topics are needed to be discussed.
Okay,
so those are the things that they must be aware of.
Okay. Oh, if so, sometimes a new teacher is here.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Or outside.
But
before we do that, we have to ask the permission of the student also. We just do not let the teacher sit down, and then listen. Because some students, they are not comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? If someone is listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to ask first the permission of the student. Oh. If it's okay with them, then we let the teacher, sit down with them.
How do you learn? How did you learn how to deal with Japanese?
Maybe it comes with experience. And
your
also,
experience.
Yes, before I started here in PICO,
so
I also had
some
orientation.
Some mistake?
Yes, of course.
For example?
Yes. Like, for example, when you try to ask some questions.
What kind of question?
Personal questions. Uh-huh. Because we Filipinos, yeah. right?
Yeah.
You know that very well.
Yeah.
Okay. Personal question is not really a big issue here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But for Japanese.
Yes, but for Japanese, yeah. okay, I think they would like to uh-huh. keep it
yeah,
for
yeah.
themselves only.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But Filipinos, because we are very jolly.
Uh-huh. Jolly?
Jolly person. Very happy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, it's like everything.
Jolly bee come from
yes,
jolly?
Uh-huh. That's why it's jolly bee, because happy bee.
Uh-huh, okay. Right. Okay. okay, okay. Anyway, so in my opinion, this good point is to make the curriculum personalized.
Yes. Mm-mm.
So usually school have some material, and students just choose.
Yes.
Pronunciation and grammar,
Mm-mm.
like that.
Mm-mm.
But, so this school, so you and as a veteran teacher
Mm-mm.
observe the student want,
Mm-mm.
and so little by little it's changing the material.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
Mm-mm.
it's right.
Mm-mm.
I feel so, because at first my material
Mm-mm.
I can do,
Mm-mm.
but the next day, oh, very difficult.
Mm-mm.
So, because Mm-mm. you thought
Mm-mm.
this material is very easy for me,
Mm-mm.
and you change.
Mm-mm.
So, this is the one, this good point.
Mm-mm.
But this is a little bit difficult for
yes.
teacher,
Mm-mm.
because the teacher have to prepare
Mm-mm.
because every time, so every student different text
yes.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh. So you manage the teacher, right?
Mm-mm.
And sometimes you teach the teacher, right?
Okay. Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, you told me 3 days. Training period. After that, the teacher have a class.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. At first, 3 days.
Mm. But then I have to evaluate first
uh-huh.
if they can really handle
uh-huh.
okay, their classes.
How did
already.
You know?
I let them do demo teaching okay, on the third day.
Third day?
Yeah, on the third day. Because I told you, right, they have 3 days training.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
First day is for culture,
yeah.
school policies and regulations,
mm-hmm.
okay? And company's policies
also.
And then second day, okay, about the materials that
mm-hmm.
we are using,
mm-hmm.
how to read the curriculum, how to follow the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then also some textbooks,
mm-hmm.
okay? Including also the DVDs that we
uh-huh.
are using, the CDs, those materials. Okay. And then on the third day,
uh-huh.
we let them again scan the books.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And after scanning those books, okay, we give them time to sit with the students in their class.
Just observe.
Yes,
uh-huh.
just observe.
Uh-huh.
But in the afternoon,
uh-huh.
okay, we normally ask them, okay, What have you noticed
mm-hmm.
from okay the classes
uh-huh.
that mm-hmm. you have observed
uh-huh.
and then
uh-huh.
we still have remaining hours okay I ask them to prepare
mm-hmm.
some materials for their demo teaching again
mm-hmm.
and then
after 3 days
yes
mm-hmm.
after three or after within the last day
mm-hmm.
okay then after that I ask them to do again the demo teaching.
Mm.
If it's possible, if I can pull out one student again for them to have the demo teaching one more time, then we do it.
Mm.
And then if I can see that he or she cannot still handle,
mm-hmm.
okay, I will teach them again.
Uh-huh.
Or another teacher will teach them again.
Till teacher can handle too.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, the teachers, okay, that we hire,
mm-hmm.
they have already experience in
yeah.
teaching. The only thing that they have to remember is about the culture of the Japanese people.
Mm-hmm. To understand the Japanese culture is difficult?
Maybe for teachers, okay, it would be quite difficult. But for those who have already experienced handling or visiting Japan, okay, it would not be that difficult.
Yeah, already know.
Yes, because some Filipinos also, they can go to Japan and then have an experience interacting with some Japanese people. Okay, but for those who came from maybe the province or the countryside, so it will be quite different or very much different. So we really have to orient them about the Japanese culture.
You teach?
The students? The
No, the teacher about Japanese culture. Okay, and after that, so your manager, you have to evaluate other teacher, right? So what's the point to evaluate?
For improvement.
Sorry?
For improvement also.
For improvement?
Improve, to improve their skill.
No.
What do you mean?
You have to maybe also evaluate
the teachers.
Evaluate
their
How can I say, like, give the score?
Yes. Evaluate.
Evaluate the teacher.
New teachers or even the old teachers.
Yeah, everyone. Every teacher.
Oh, yes.
So you have to evaluate the teacher, right? So what's the point, important point to...
For evaluating the teachers?
Yeah.
To let them know, okay, their weak points and their strong points. Also.
How did you find the teacher's skill? Because you have a class also.
Yes. But I try to schedule, manage my time. Okay? If I have an extra time, okay.
I join the class?
No, not really joining because they would be...
nervous.
Nervous and at the same time, okay? They're not comfortable.
Student also.
Yes, the student also.
If so, how did you know?
I try to, stay outside. I pretend doing something.
What?
I pretend. Yeah. I pretend doing something.
And about the listen?
Yes. Sometimes I'm outside just reading. Okay.
Yeah.
What is this magazine?
Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe the bulletin board. I'm checking.
Yeah.
But, this one we need to change this already. But my ears.
And
my eyes.
Wow. Okay. Really?
I'm listening and then
it's
I'm
secret?
Checking. Yes, of course.
Wow, you record.
It's part of my job, okay?
Oh, really?
Or sometimes I'm just looking. I'm not saying anything. But I try to remember everything that they are doing.
So, to evaluate the teacher is only for your job? Only you?
Yes. And then I have to report to Ms. Zizel also.
Oh, really?
So, even if they are not teaching also, because it's not only about teaching skill. Okay?
Yeah.
It's about their relationship also with the other teachers. So, normally, okay, I try to talk with them also sometimes, have some conversation, or I just observe, okay, and just checking if they are getting along well with each other.
Yeah.
And then I try to listen also on how they speak. To their colleagues, and I can see who has bad attitude,
troublemaker,
troublemaker, gossip maker,
Then, if there are bad attitude guy and not only guy, somebody, how did you deal with?
I try to have a private talk with her. Or with him. I do not normally talk in front of other teachers because that's not good.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, secretly, I will say, let's have a talk. And then we'll go to the Skype room, and then we have a private conversation.
If you you have a chance to talk directly, the problem that you can solve.
Yes. I normally, or we normally give them first chance, second chance, third chance, maybe no more.
Why you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. If we need to let them go, mm-hmm. or if we need to fire them, mm-hmm. okay, of course we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what's the worst problem?
Really? Is off the record?
If you don't want to say, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
During the orientation, mm-hmm. okay, I told you on the second day, we normally talk about, or even on the first day also, company's policy.
Yeah.
Right? And part of that, mm-hmm. or included in that policy is, okay, avoid having a relationship with the student.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a very big problem. And mm-hmm. something that, okay, we cannot control.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because most probably they would say we are already adults. Uh-huh. But we have to maintain professionalism. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so even during the orientation, uh-huh. I try to emphasize, reiterate uh-huh. that having a relationship with the students, okay, with the student is a big no-no.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That is a ground for termination.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, of course, they will say, uh-huh. oh, no, we're not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But I know also, I have some notion, uh-huh. or I can sense who's going to do it and who's not going to do it.
You feel so?
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm older than them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I know. Uh-huh. I can sense. But of course, I'm not going to judge them.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's only their first day.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And maybe my feeling is also wrong.
Could be.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. But could be.
Yeah, true.
Also,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
And then?
Yeah. Before it happens.
What happened?
But it happens sometimes.
Really?
Yes, wow. Before it happens.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We try our best to talk to the teacher. Because if the teacher will say no, mm-hmm. nothing could happen.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even if the student would insist.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Because the teacher has to say always no.
Yeah.
Maybe after.
After graduation?
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay, it's possible. Because they are already adults.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we cannot control,
uh-huh.
okay, that one if the student already left PICO.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But... And as long as the student is still in PICO, uh-huh. it's our responsibility.
Wow.
And we have to maintain the uh-huh. integrity of the school.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't want to say this one, okay? It happens most of the time in some academies,
uh-huh.
especially in Korean academies.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So I don't want to happen it also here in PICO.
Uh-huh.
But of course, no matter... Okay, how strict we are, it sometimes happens also.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But we don't want to happen it again.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. The worst thing that could happen would be,
uh-huh.
okay, is to have a relationship uh-huh. with your student.
Teacher
and student relationship is always a ground for termination. Uh-huh.
Here in PICO, I feel a strict rule. Some schools don't have the rule. It's okay because
yes.
if you are the author, it's up to you like this. So,
because the student's purpose
mm-hmm.
of coming here
yeah.
is to study.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And most of them are company. Company
mm-hmm.
students, yes.
And
university students.
Mm.
So their parents... They allowed them to go here in the Philippines and study in the Philippines
mm-hmm.
because, okay, their parents are hoping that their English skill would improve after 1 month, 2 months, or 3
yeah.
months, right? Okay. And we wanted, okay, to help those parents achieve, okay, their dream of, okay, helping their maybe children to improve their English skill because it's for their future.
Uh-huh.
But if we would be allowing, okay, the student and the teacher's relationship, so the student's focus will be divided. Mm-hmm. Right? It's no longer about studying English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But rather making relationship, which is, okay, is strictly prohibited.
Mm. But usually people fall in love with somebody.
Yes, yes.
Can't control.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we are telling them, okay, after your short course here, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Okay.
I understand your point.
Yes.
Yeah. Because this is maybe then. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine this story will finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then we also, okay,
yeah.
For the record, okay, we also, we do not say punish, but then, okay, we let the teacher go also.
Uh-huh.
Because it happened already, okay, one time, it could happen again on the second time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'd rather let the teacher go and then the student go.
Mm-hmm.
If the student would listen,
mm-hmm.
we let him finish the course.
Oh.
Okay? That's the rule.
Okay.
But if the student would not listen,
mm-hmm.
we let him go back to Japan. We did that already.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Twice?
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years? Or 2 years?
Two and a half years. Yes.
Oh, it's good. okay, different question. So, if you have a student, what do you think, what's the most important thing to teach for Japanese students?
The student?
Yeah.
First is, okay, let them first adjust.
Student?
Yes, adjust to the kind of situation where they are in.
Uh-huh.
It's very important.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because some students, they are close-minded.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, usually.
Yes, usually.
Yeah, first time.
Uh-huh. So it's very difficult for the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
So you mean it's... make students relax?
Yes, relax and at the same time, open up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Is it easy for you?
Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are some students who are very difficult to handle.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There are some who are very easy also, but most difficult.
Yeah, most difficult. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
But okay, your skill,
uh-huh.
okay, in teaching, if you really love, okay, uh-huh. what you are doing,
uh-huh.
then it would not be difficult for you, okay, to penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
The student's mind, or maybe the student's heart. Because they will feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you really love to teach them, if you really love to help them, they would feel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my teacher wanted to help me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have to open up also and accept what my teacher is teaching me.
Okay. I think little no school is perfect.
So, I agree.
What's the thing that you really improved about this school?
Okay. We need to attend, okay.
Attend?
Some trainings.
What do you mean?
Like to improve also the teacher's teaching skill.
For example?
Like, for example, there are some, okay. Seminars,
mm-hmm.
okay, provided by the government
mm-hmm.
or maybe by some private sectors.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, or maybe international conference also. Okay, I think that is needed in order to have a continuous studies. Okay, studies for the teacher. To be able to know what's the trend now in ESL. Okay, which is very important.
Yeah, you have to update.
Yes, of course.
And then get a lot of information.
Correct. Books we can buy in the internet.
Uh-huh.
But then, okay, the new trends in ESL.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, and effective teaching for Japanese students or Korean students. Okay, we need to learn that from the experts.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I understand.
It's part, of the teacher's continuous training.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I can imagine. Maybe listener also.
Yes.
Your attitude about education. And finally, if you have some message for Japanese who want to come here, if you have message, so please.
Okay. So for our students, future students, who would like to try and experience studying in the Philippines, okay, we would assure them, okay, studying in PICO, they are safe. Okay,
same
because friend. We try our best to give them also the best, and considering the teachers' qualification, okay, they are assured that the teachers are very much qualified to teach them, and the accommodation that we are providing to them, okay, it's very safe, okay, and also about the Philippines, because most of them, they are hesitant to come here.
Yeah.
Okay. The government, okay, and also the teachers, we are helping, okay, each other, the government and the teacher, to clean the image of the Philippines. So, those students who are afraid to come, okay, maybe they should, how do you call it? They should try coming here in the Philippines like you to know, okay, if it's really safe, okay, to study. Is it worth to study in the Philippines or not? Not just by listening to what the other, okay, maybe people are saying about the Philippines. Okay? Because nowadays, compared with other countries, okay, Filipinos, okay, can be very friendly.
It's correct.
Can be very accommodating and at the same time very much passionate in teaching and helping the Japanese people to improve their English skills.
Yeah, I feel it true. But the government, not so good.
That's okay.
The Filipino is very friendly and they have a passion and talkative.
Talkative.
Yeah.
So if you really wanted to improve also your speaking skill, you can do that because the teachers, they do not only help you and teach you during class hours, even after class hours.
Yeah.
Okay? You can ask your teachers, okay, to spend time with
you.
Yes. Okay? Enjoy talking. Okay? And by talking, you can already improve
your
speaking skill. Yeah, right? Not like when you go to other countries, right? You can only do that during...
Usually, I know.
And after,
You
cannot anymore disturb, okay, or invite your teachers. Maybe possible, but very seldom.
Yes.
But
true.
Filipinos, even, okay, their rest time, they would still accommodate you. Okay, they would still help you.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, enough.
Enough?
Oh. Do you have any message?
More? Any message? Yeah, I think
enough?
That's it. Yeah. So we would like you to help us.
Okay.
To encourage the students to come here and then experience learning in the Philippines.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure
Yeah.
To have this conversation.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.